This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hi, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3079. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, click, drinking the drunk.
All right, here we go. Florida woman who recorded daughter licking a tongue depressor and putting it back in the jar is arrested. The feds finally start growing something other than dirt weed so that THC and CBD can be tested. To Canada we go for dad using case of beer instead of a child car seat. Man in India is casually walking home when monkeys attack and knock him off his feet. And a man steals a police car that was running in the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme donuts. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, last week there was a viral video of a young lady in Texas who took a container of Bluebell ice cream out of the freezer at Walmart. Then she licks the top of it and puts it back in the freezer. Now, police managed to track her down, and now she's in juvie system, all right? But that's good news that she's in the juvie system, because as an adult, apparently licking ice cream, not making this up, that can land you in jail anywhere from 2 to 20 years. That's why it's so incredibly stupid that a 36-year-old Louisiana man, he decided to do the same thing. It was a copycat deal. He licked and poked the ice cream. He ended up getting arrested. And then there was the Florida convenience store owner who was arrested after she was caught peeing in, dipping her booger-covered fingers in, and spitting into a rival store's ice cream. And now we're hearing on a woman, as Miles just said, she was arrested after she shared a video of her young daughter licking a tongue depressor at the doctor's and then putting it back into the storage jar. And while no one has been arrested for contaminating public pools, the CDC has linked an increase in diarrhea outbreaks. Why? Because people, like me, do gross things in pools. And look, it's not always intentional, all right? There's a guy who places testicles in a woman's salsa without her knowing it. There's people that stick their fingers in ice cream, and then every once in a while...
I forgot about that guy.
I know. And look, it's what people do, all right? Because sometimes things get ruined, or they get contaminated, or they get destroyed. Miles, you tell the story of giving a bath to your little niece, and then...
Oh, it wasn't. No, I was in the bathtub with my cousin.
Oh, you were in the bathtub.
I was in the bathtub with him. He pooped in the bathtub, picked up the turd, and threw it in the toilet.
And right, in that instant, bath time's over.
It gets I ruined. Had to get out.
Right. And that's what you should do. But that's what today's question is. Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, Michelle, Dan, away we go. Welcome to show number 3079. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. As once again, bad jokes on the way. Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge, will be in. We will kick off the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this and the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Man, oh man, what a late night it was last night. As we knew damn well, we had to come up with an amazing tongue twister to take on Ted in Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, I think we're up until 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning last night.
Something like that. My eyes started burning from the Tide Pods. I couldn't tell time.
So, we're actually going to use the one that we wrote last night for maybe the first time in years today on Ted versus the FCC. This is quite an exciting moment for all of us.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unbelievable. And today we're going to talk about, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? As you know, if you've been reading the news, as far as what has been going viral lately, it's a disturbing trend of people tampering with people's food. There was the story of the woman who shared a strip mall bathroom with another company next door who sold ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
She went in and urinated in the buckets that they used to clean the utensils.
She would dig in her nose, then with her unwashed hands, mm-hmm. plunge her booger-covered fingers into the ice
Correct.
Cream.
And just the day before that, we learned of a video of a woman who licked the top of a half gallon of ice cream and then put it back. I saw another video of someone who goes into a store, opens up a gallon jar with a handle of Arizona iced tea, unscrews the cap, spits a big loogie in it, screws the cap back on, puts that back on the shelf. You think it's gotten worse than that? Not as bad from a standpoint of, that's disgusting, but this one can actually affect your health. As a Florida mom says she was just being silly with her kids after waiting a long time at a Jacksonville Medical Center. Authorities say she committed a felony that carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. Corey Ward was arrested on a charge of tampering with a consumer product without regard for possible death or injury after she shared a video of her daughter licking a tongue depressor and then putting it back in the storage canister. The video captioned, "Don't tell me how to live my life," shows a sign reading, "Please don't touch medical supplies. Thank you." Ward posted it to her Snapchat account.
She's stupid.
Where it was copied and posted on a local Facebook group. The clinic says it contacted police to request a full and thorough investigation when it became aware of the video. It also removed all materials and containers from that specific exam room. And they re-sanitized the entire facility. The day before she was arrested, she apologized for her conduct. "I mean, honestly, I wasn't thinking. I know what it's like to, have to worry about your kid's health and stuff. I would never put someone else's kid at risk."
You can't say that when you just did it. Look, I understand she made a stupid mistake. I get all of that. But you can't say, "Hey, I get it," because that's exactly what you did.
Mother of five, who says she's received death threats after the video went viral, is being held without bail. So that's pretty exciting.
Without bail?
Without bail. She's being held without bail.
I mean, she strikes me as a moron, but not mm-hmm. not necessarily someone with a bad heart.
So definitely a little contamination going on there. Now, as far as destroying or ruining something, the gender reveal party on Australia's Gold Coast took a dramatic turn as a car used to spew blue smoke suddenly ignited, exploded, and caught on fire.
No offense, good. I just hate the gender reveal party.
Queensland Police Service released footage of the incident, which took place back in April, to warn about the dangers of burnouts, a popular feature of gender reveal parties in Australia. On several occasions over the past year, gender reveal burnouts, in which cars emit billowing clouds of pink or blue smoke, have resulted in flaming vehicles and a lot of arrests. In the latest video that was filmed with a drone by police, the big reveal initially goes as planned, with the celebrating guests filming as the car drives down the road engulfed in blue smoke. And we all know what that means. You're having a boy.
That's always what that means.
After it comes to a stop, however, the car bursts into flames, and the driver and guests are forced to abandon it as it sits in the middle of the road on fire, amid plumes of smoke that are now turning black. A 29-year-old...
he's having a black baby boy.
...man was subsequently convicted of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, which is absolutely totaled. Dangerous gender reveal parties aren't isolated to Australia, they say. In November last year, the U.S. Forest Service released a video of a party that happened in April of 2017, which sparked a wildfire that burned
47,000 acres of land and caused more than $8 million in damage. It's a boy!
Right.
Expected father Dennis Dickey, an off-duty border agent, shot a target reading boy, which he had packed with a highly explosive substance known as tannerite. Target emitted a blue cloud of smoke, but then also ignited the surrounding brush. And then 47,000 acres caught on fire in the Coronado National Forest.
What's wrong with just telling people, hey, man, we're having a boy.
Mm-hmm.
See, it works effectively. No one got hurt.
Dickey did plead guilty to the misdemeanor violation, and he admitted it was dumb and he felt stupid and the whole deal. He was sentenced to 5 years probation, but ordered to pay back $8,188,069 in restitution. $8,180,000. That kid ain't going to college.
No.
There's not a chance in hell.
And you're never paying that off.
No, there's
you're
no way.
You're never paying $8
million. $8 million loan?
People say, you owe me $8 million, but that's always going to be the case.
They're going to garner your wages. So it's not like you have a choice whether you want to pay this thing or not. I mean, they're going to take at least...
If the man lives to be 100 and works until he's 100 years old, they will get about $800,000 out of him.
Our question, intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments here. Mike, you'll appreciate this one. I know that one of Mike's side jobs, by the way, Mike is legitimately a professional auctioneer.
Yeah.
Does car auctions. This guy says, I intentionally contaminated cars that I wanted to buy at auto auctions. If you take a 20-ounce mixture of, I won't even say what it is, and then put it in a gas tank, the car will smoke like crazy when running, and then nobody wants to bid on the car that smokes. Save me thousands.
Jeez, a whiz.
That is not the first time I have heard something like that happening.
Have you experienced that in your car auction? What are some of the shenanigans in the car auction world?
The ones that people have been caught, they'll go out there, and there are some people that know the car well enough that there's something inside the engine compartment that you can turn, and if it is just a half a clock turn off, the car won't fire correctly, so again, people devalue the car, they buy it, they know exactly what's wrong with it and how to fix it, they'll buy the car for way, way cheap, do nothing to fix it, and then sell it for actual retail price. There are people that pick stuff off of the radios, they'll pick tires off.
So, okay, I'm going to sell a car, I've got it there, someone else who wants to buy that car comes up and messes with my car.
Right.
Okay.
They would do it before the actual auction took place.
So while you're walking around checking out the cars, you're thinking about bidding on, you get in, you lift the hood, you do all that stuff.
Exactly.
And you get in there and you monkey around a little bit.
Exactly. And if we catch them, then they are in massive trouble.
You get arrested? What is the...
Yes.
It's a felony, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
And do you have police officers there?
Yes, we do.
And they're ready to arrest these people?
Yes, they are.
And how often does this happen?
I've heard about it, I think, twice. I don't know that I've ever actually personally seen it happen.
Okay.
Usually they're pretty good.
Hmm. Okay.
Either that or they're just really good about doing it.
I'm coming to your next auction to see if you can catch
it. It's pretty exciting, yeah.
And then I think we've all been in this situation. If you had roommates at any point in your life, this person says, when I was young, broke, and dumb, I had a pair of roommates that were terrible. They were messy, they had a bunch of pets, and they had the loudest sex I've ever heard. He's talking about his roommates, not the pets.
Okay.
I had to read that twice to make sure.
Pets are loud.
Side note, together, they weighed about 600 pounds. Now, the dude loved his milk. He would drink upwards of a gallon and a half a day. Well, one day, I'd had enough, and it's not as bad as you're thinking. One day, I'd had enough, he wasn't home, I grabbed the milk for myself, took an extremely large glass, took a swig, swished it around my mouth, spit it back into the carton. I decided to do this for the entire very large glass. I'm not proud of myself, but they sucked.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the worst you could do.
No, roommate situation of mine, at one point in time, we were had a place for the summer. It was a really nice place, probably one of the nicest places I ever lived in at that stage of my life where there's two or three roommates involved.
Sure.
My buddy knew this guy who had a house, and we were able to rent it over the summer. So the deal was we could stay in this thing for 4 months, but you had to understand we didn't have a place at that time. Most people had gone home from the summer, from school. Or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
So we needed a place to live.
They had families that love them. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. They went back home. But we were staying there. And it was like you walked in this like, we can live here. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Like, wow. Of course we're going to take this. Then we'll find another place after, you know, the 4 month lease is up and when he comes back. So we had a lot of respect for the place. We didn't trash the place because it was his. He lived there.
Sure.
He was coming back and all that stuff. The place was immaculate. You bring somebody back and they're like, you live here?
I do for now.
I do live here. So our one roommate, who was on a scholarship to play football, we had a couple roommates who were on scholarship to play football. You get a check every month, either from Pell Grants or there's all kinds of ways to finagle a way to pay a college athlete. But you get the check every month. And the one roommate, who I'll call Nui, because his name is Nui, refused to pay rent. And the guy kept calling my other roommate, Chris, and saying, hey, Chris, Nui's not paying his rent because we all wrote individual checks. And
right.
He was not. But Nui was also the guy that anytime a new band came out that he wanted a CD, a movie would come out. He wouldn't rent the movie. He would buy the DVD for $35.
So he has money for that, right?
You know what I mean? He's got money for his video games. He's got money. His whole room looked like, you know, a sampling of every fast food restaurant bag in the area. Like, this guy had no problem blowing through all that money. But what he wouldn't do is, he wouldn't pay his rent, and it was very, very difficult for you to get money for a phone bill, an electric bill, sure, all the other things that go together when you're living together. So my one roommate just, I mean, he got so pissed off because now this guy's calling, and it's actually my roommate's friend that gave us a deal to stay in this house.
Right, now you're explaining to your friend, right.
Is Nui going to pay this damn thing or not? I'm going to kick you guys out. So he threatened to kick us out. And he goes to Nui.
It's amazing that you only had the place for 4 months. Like, in 4 months, all of this is happening.
We were allowed to stay in the place for 4 months.
Right.
We're only 2 months in.
Come on.
He still hasn't paid his rent. So, you know, like, and now we're going to get kicked out of this place. And my buddy Chris was so pissed off at Nui. He went into the bathroom and goes, come here. And my roommate Chris, he was 6'5". He weighed 210 pounds, and his penis looked like that rock star energy.
Right.
And he whipped it out in the bathroom into the sink, and he peed all over Nui's toothbrush in front of me. I mean, all over. He goes, see this? See this? So you feel better now? And I'm like, I do feel better now.
I do.
Amazing.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Now.
Hey, and hand me your spouse's toothbrush.
And he peed all over Nui's toothbrush, and then he peed all over, he peed on some other things in Nui's, and some other things. That
I you know what?
But the toothbrush was the one where I was like, oh, man, that is something.
Just know this.
He might have peed on his bed.
If you are a roommate, and you are the one holding everyone else up, right? You're not putting your money in, or you keep eating your roommate's food. If they're treating you cool, you should buy a new toothbrush, because I'm going to tell you right now,
all right,
your toothbrush is your first line of defense. When you really piss someone off, especially a roommate, your toothbrush will clean many parts of different people's bodies.
In my mind, the toothbrush was the worst because of the fact that you're using it
in your mouth
to clean your teeth. No, this... Nui also dipped.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, he filled that thing basically up to the rim with urine, and it just soaked all the way into the tobacco, put the lid on it, put it right back down on his nightstand. I mean, he was livid.
I feel like that's fair. I know it's horrible, but in the circumstance, it is fair, because I'm not above that, man.
No, I know. But, you know, but he made me watch him. Just like, this is not hearsay.
Right.
We are taking care of this problem now, because we're going to get kicked out of there.
And, did you get kicked out in the end?
Lo and behold, like most idiots like him, he called his mom or his dad, or his mom or his dad cut him the previous month's check, because he was 2 months back. So he was going to go ahead and now pay that back, 1 month back rent, and then pay the rest. Nui did not pay that back rent, and then we got kicked out before the third month.
Then, you know what? Then it's well worth it.
I mean, it's just, God. Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Right on. So this is a long time ago. I'm 37 now, and this was when I was probably like 12 or 13 years old. My grandma was in the charge of this like hotel place, and they had a lake. So there was construction crews building the dock, and they had like a wheelbarrow with cement and a bunch of tools. They were cutting, you know, boards and everything. And me and my buddy were hiding in the bushes. And as soon as these guys went to lunch, we proceeded to throw all their tools in the lake.
Oh!
We threw all their stuff in there, including the wheelbarrow that was still plugged into like a 220 power. And it started blowing up and sparkling and everything. We thought it was pretty cool. So we had a bunch of fun, and we never got in trouble for it.
Well, but what about, that was still your grandmother's place, and she was trying to get a deck built, and she was paying these guys to do it. So really, didn't you sabotage your grandmother's business?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got her.
Yeah.
Glad she let you stay with her that summer at the lake.
Did they ever figure out that it was you?
Hilarious. We threw everything. Toolboxes, like their lumber, you know, all, every tool. I mean,
Wait. Let me ask you this.
Pretty cool.
Do you still think it's hilarious?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, I can tell. I can tell you have no remorse about this whatsoever.
I get it after your time. It's funny.
You know how hard it is to get a contractor to actually show up and start working? I mean, do you realize how hard it is to even get them there to your door and then have them start actually working on the project after everything and then all of their crap goes floating in a lake?
I mean, generally, at some point, you regret these little things, right? There's a few things I will never regret, but if I had done that, I would feel terrible, man.
Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? Still to come, bad jokes on the way. Email your bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. We'll do the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. And more of your calls coming up next on our question. Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Police have a suspect in what they say was a literally juvenile prank in Texas. The video that went viral on social media showing a young lady taking a container of Bluebell ice cream out of the freezer at a Walmart, licking the top of the ice cream and putting it back into the freezer. Fox News reports that the police department has their woman, or rather their girl, as the suspect is said to be underage. She is 17 years old and is from San Antonio. They were both very forthcoming with what occurred and admitted to the act. Our question, intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA.
Another quick comment. Hey, guys. So me and my sister used to fight all the time when we were younger. I found out she used my toothbrush to scrub our toilet. I was so mad. I retaliated by peeing in a glass of apple juice that she'd left on the counter. I waited till she came back for the glass, and all I could hear was, "Ew! Don't drink the apple juice. It's spoiled." I laugh so hard. And we talk about the story from time to time. Mm-mm-mm. We get along great now.
I bet you do.
Good God.
Even Steven.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hello. Hola.
Hey, anyways, my sister used to have a really douche of a boyfriend.
All right.
So he was drinking some MGD one day. Back when we were 15 years old.
Wait a minute, start that over. Start that over because your phone was breaking up.
Oh, sorry. My sister had a boyfriend who was 18 years when I was 15 years old. They were out there partying, and he was kind of a douchebag. And so we decided to take one of his MGDs, empty it out, and fill it full of pee. And we got it to a point to where we put in the freezer, recrimped the thing, and right when he ran out of beer that night, I said, "Guess what? We have a beer for you." And so we gave it to him and kind of watched him drink it.
It's like an even tone.
I was going to say.
I've had MGD before, and I'm not commenting on it one way or another, but I would say I think if you peed in it, then refrigerated it, I might not know.
Well, that's a blast from the past. They still make Miller Genuine Draft.
Do they? St. Andrews?
I don't know. Do they? Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of
Yeah, they do.
And did he know?
He said it tasted really salty, and that's when I couldn't stand anymore. I had to get out of there because I was laughing too hard.
Or that, or he figured it out. He beat you up.
Yeah, one of the two.
So how about?
Yeah, they eventually figured it out, and my sister talked him down to wanting to beat the living daylights out of me.
And how long did they date after that?
Oh, not very long.
Yeah, that's probably.
He was with her for maybe another month.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying be a deal breaker, but I'd have a problem with that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see a brother. I'm scared to drink a beer. Peed in a beer can. I think, no, I've never done that. I've done the spinach in my pants, which is a whole different story. But as far as, sabotaging roommates, I've done bad things to toothbrushes. Not so much for my body, but, scrubbing the toilet, scrubbing the sink, whatever it is. And I always feel like it was fair play. However, now that I'm older and look back, I do feel like maybe I overstepped a bit.
Yeah,
could have been. Just with the toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Yvette. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
Just reminded me of back when I was about 10 years old. I was in Little League in the neighborhood, and me were playing catch, and my dad had gotten like a Carmen Ghia from like working on somebody's house as part of a trade, and it wasn't running, but it was in decent shape. So we were playing catch like 10 feet from the car, and then the kid was like, yeah, so we're going to hit that car. And I was like, I don't worry about it, you know, and then eventually I was standing right in front of the car, and I just moved my glove and let the ball go through the driver's side window, and then that was basically a green light, and I was like, yeah, we can stomp it out. We stomped out all the windows. We smashed the windows. We stomped the roof in, and my dad just came out, and I, like, the neighbor kid just took off running. And I just, like, continued to jump and was just, like, staring directly at him. And it was just, like, I don't know, it was a very defiant moment, but it had to happen.
So, wait, this was done out of defiance.
It had to happen.
So it wasn't that you didn't, the car wasn't running and you just assumed it's a piece of junk. You knew your dad wanted to fix it up and went through all this. You stare him down, you keep jumping. Why?
My dad was an a-hole for the easy summary, so, you know.
And what did he do to you?
And all that kind of stuff.
What did he do to you when he saw you doing this?
Oh, I got a whooping.
I was going to say. Yeah.
I think plus everything else that I own. Like, I had to sell my, like, Game Boy and baseball cards to try to pay for windows. And, like, he threw my bike in the trash and on and on.
Okay. That was good times.
The only thing about throwing your bike in the trash is chances are he bought it.
Maybe my kids aren't so bad. You know?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah, I've never had that. My buddy Joel did that to his dad's cars.
On purpose.
They got into a knockdown, drag-out fight, and he was going to take the hell off. So he opened up both of the garage doors, and this dad was a well-off guy. He had one of those, whatever the bigger Mercedes-Benz was at the time, the equivalent of like a 7 Series BMW. Right. I'm not sure what the model is. Anyway, he had one of those, and he had a Jaguar. And and Joel took cinder blocks and threw them through all the windows of both cars.
Wow!
Oh yeah, one was a soft top. The Jaguar was a soft top, so he ruined the soft top, broke the front windshield, and smashed out all the windows in his Mercedes. That this was a setback for this guy whatsoever, because I'm sure he had no problem paying for it. But when I heard and saw what he did, I was like, oh my God, we're not going to be seeing him for a while.
Well, how did his father respond?
You know what? His father really didn't respond because at that point in time, he got in his car and he decided that he was going to drive away and live somewhere else.
Your buddy.
Yeah, and he got in his car and he started driving on his way to Pittsburgh to stay with a friend that he had gone to private school with up in the Pennsylvania area. And he was merging onto a entrance ramp. He fell asleep, didn't have his lights on, and rolled under an 18-wheeler, and the 18-wheeler rolled him, so he ended up in the ICU for like 3 months after that. So I think his dad kind of forgave him.
I like that you giggled through this whole story. I mean, like, think about that.
I told you about that.
My buddy smashed the windows.
Here was the problem.
He fell asleep.
But here was the problem.
He got hit by an 18-wheeler.
Here was the problem.
It's the damnedest thing.
Okay, about a month before that, we had broken into the school, and we had gotten our IDs, and we were going to make fake IDs with an opaque projector.
Yeah.
So the idea being that you put the fake ID underneath this opaque projector, you project it on the wall onto a piece of big piece of poster board, you trace outline the whole thing, you know what I mean? Then you cut out where you're supposed to be, you hold that in front of you, and you take a picture in the window like you would if you put your head through a cow at a state fair, and like, here I am as a cow, right?
Right.
So we
very
did
sophisticated
that
operation.
So we did that whole thing, and but we made great fake IDs from the state of Pennsylvania. Well, lo and behold, when they go to get in his wallet, find out who this joker is.
They have no idea.
They believe that ID. So it took them a week to find out to get his parents' ID. We're funny kids back then. What good time. Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA.
I'm going to Peter.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.